Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
It's time, it's Within Brim Skin time, new show time number 179. I got my homeboy, Mr. Alex DePonte.
Yo, what's up, guys?
And it's going to be another epic episode. Why, sir?
Because it always is.
That's what I'm talking about. And by the way, I am not going to use that same line for the new show.
Oh, yeah, no, we can't. Guys, we have a new show out.
We do. You guys are going to get a sneak peek of the intro in just a minute.
Oh, first, no way.
Yes, way. Yes, way.
Oh, God.
But I want to make sure that we get through the introductions first, of course, of course. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. Anyway, so as always, Within Brim Skin, brought to you by Man and Tail Hair Care Products, discover the secret. Beardynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. And Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world.
World.
There you go.
World.
So, by the way, and that's still not working on GHR's board.
It's so easy.
So Kim's getting away with doing it every week.
That's funny.
Yeah, no, I'm just, yeah. And she's laughing about it too. I'm like, you son of a bitch. Ah! You know? Anyways, what do you call it here?
Today's secret word is
Fox.
So I know why. That's funny.
So there you go.
I wonder why the secret word of the name is that. Why is it?
What do you call it? So
yeah, that's the sounds they make, guys. Like. Sound, they just scream.
Here we go, guys. Listen, I know if you have been watching the show, you probably have heard us sitting and chatting about doing something stupid and ridiculous and fun, and we've done it.
The time is now,
and we actually have the new intro, and the new show is going to be airing
today.
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 Is it?
Is it?
Well, it's only like a 10-minute show. It should air today.
Like 5-10 minutes, not even.
It's like 5-10 minutes tops. I mean, we started with 5, but you know it's going to be 10 by the time I'm done with it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
It shouldn't be
well,
that bad.
It's not going to be that bad.
It won't be that bad.
No.
But it's straight through. Anyway, guys, you guys want to hear?
You got to hold the button.
The intro?
I made it so that you have to hold it, so that way you don't have to give them the whole thing.
I want to give them the whole thing.
You want to give them the whole
yeah.
thing? Then you're going to have to hold it the entire time.
God damn it. Okay.
I'm sorry.
You guys ready? Here's your sneak peek. You got to make sure you tune in to the new show, and you're gonna be about to hear what it is. Hold on, here you go. Hello, worthy friends, and welcome to the greatest podcast there ever was, is, or will be. Give up some love for the Foxy Fox and Big Lion Daddy Show.
That's us.
And remember. It'd be a jungle out there, baby.
There are no foxes in this jungle.
Shut up and just go with it. Yeah, so
that's ridiculous.
So we're doing the Foxy Fox and Big Lion Daddy Show.
Yeah, the one that we talked about last week that was supposed to be a joke.
Yeah.
And now it's not a joke anymore.
It's not a joke anymore.
I know.
It's so funny.
It is really funny.
I am super stoked about it.
I have a big clown to talk about on the show. This week. Yeah.
So you guys got to tune in. Super,
you
super
tune
giant
in.
Clown.
Who's the clown?
I can't say.
Well, you can't say.
You're
not allowed.
No.
You got to find out.
Listen, it's only like 5-10 minutes tops. You know what I mean? So it's going to be a short show, guys. We just want to have a little bit of fun and throw a little bit of extra creativity in there, and we'll come up with a topic every week. Alex is stoked. He's like, I'm going to come up with a topic.
I actually wrote down like a mini script, and I'm gonna like kind of go off of it, you know. Keep it. It's gonna be like professional, but like stupid professional.
Stupid professional.
Yeah, stupid for that.
I like
that's,
stupid
instead
professional.
Of off the cuff, like I do with this one.
The news.
Yeah, exactly. This just in on stupid news this week with Foxy Fox.
That's so funny. Oh my lord. Well, listen, if you guys can't, you know, get a gist for how ridiculous it's gonna be by the theme song, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh,
you know,
I mean, I think the theme song says it all.
It's It's so funny. Roar. I can't believe that is the new theme song, and I love it.
I love it. It's great.
The little foxes singing, the lion roaring.
Roar.
Listen, you are a genius engineer. What can I tell you?
Thank you. I appreciate
it. You are a genius engineer.
I heard the dun 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 in the music, and I was just like, oh my God, I'm having the fox sing that. Absolutely.
That is so funny. Yeah, it's so great. Funny.
Anyway.
But how do we do, I mean, you know, it's the jungle, so how do foxes fit in there?
They don't.
We're just going to have to throw some foxes in the jungle.
Well, I mean, I think there are some, but not usually.
No.
Not usually.
But we'll go with it. I mean, you know.
Lions, yeah.
That's the whole point of the nonsensical stuff. Meanwhile, I'm doing like a Caribbean voice. You know what I mean?
I don't even know where that came from.
And there's nothing to do with the Caribbean, and I did that on purpose because it's supposed to be stupid.
All right, well, the whole thing's stupid.
And that's what makes
it
amazing.
I'm fine with that.
That's what makes it amazing. No, you're not stupid.
All right, I guess I'm not.
A little twisted, maybe, but not stupid.
A little twisted. I like that.
What do you call it, guys? I want to give you guys also a heads up. Anybody who's going into Salem this month, Salem, which city, in October, I want to make sure you go over to hauntedhappenings.com or Destination Salem, .org, and, you know, find out what's going on, people, because, again, it is like going to Disney there. There are Disney numbers in Salem currently. They're overpacked, and you're killing them. Please, if you're going to go in, make sure that you do your due diligence. Take some, public transportation in, figure out ways to Salem for October. You know, figure out ways to, make sure that your schedule is all in order prior to going. If you have a bad time in Salem, people, it's
your
own damn fault.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
It's your own damn fault, you know, because there's so much to do, so much to see, and what do you call it? All it takes is the planning.
It's like Disney.
Yeah.
Like you said.
All it takes is the proper planning, and you'll be able to do it, and that's why Destination Salem is there. That's why, you know, Haunted Happenings is there. They let you know everything that's going on, how to get in. They'll tell you. There's so many road closures that it's ridiculous. They're having a really rough time.
Yeah, that's insane.
But yeah, and then you've got the people that have the audacity to be pissed off. It's like, listen, it's like going to Disney in the summer.
You planned to go to Salem during the busiest time of the year. Right. Why do you expect the roads to be clear?
Right.
That's like going to a concert and expecting that nobody's going to be there at the venue parking.
Right.
No, you go there an hour early because you know parking is going to be absolutely insane.
Exactly.
Or you take the train in.
Exactly.
One of the two.
And guys, I gotta tell you, like I said, I am been so backed up. The Brim blog is gonna be coming out very soon on Salem.
Yeah, I was confused what you meant by that when you were like backed up. I was like, oh God, are you gonna spend like an hour in the toilet after the show? Like,
no, certainly not.
I hope not.
No, let me tell you, there's so much to write about, so many amazing things to do. I know I mentioned it on the show last week. I know I mentioned it on GHR this week and last week. Make sure you guys just do the diligence and, make sure you do your homework before you go. That's all. And don't give the poor employees hard times. They're all shorthanded. Everybody's shorthanded. Just because you go in October when there's, the busiest time of the year, all right, doesn't mean that, everybody, one, has to cater to you, but two, understand that they're freaking, they've been getting godsmacked. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're getting hammered.
They're getting hammered, and they're all shorthanded. Don't treat them in an improper manner.
Volunteer for Salem.
No, just don't treat people poorly. I saw, good waiters and waitresses and good employees getting treated like garbage where I had to say things. I said things to people.
It happens a lot in the food industry.
It's not cool. It's especially when they're, like I said, shorthanded. They're trying to make do with what they have, and it's not easy. So I give them all so much credit. Love them. Have so many friends in Salem at this point. Also, if you guys didn't know, I will be in Salem. I will be signing signing in Salem at an event called Paracon. That's coming up in November. I'll be there on the 12th and the 13th. I believe it's at the university in Salem.
Okay. Yeah,
And I'll be signing over there for it's a paranormal con. And yeah, man.
You're going to be haunting some people?
I am going to be haunting some people. I'm going to be haunting so many people. It's going to be amazing.
That's the scariest thing that I can think of.
Yeah.
Waking up to seeing you. No.
Wow.
I'm joking.
Wow.
I'm joking.
That almost hurt.
I can't hurt him. Yeah. He's immune.
That almost hurt.
He's invulnerable.
Anyway, what
is that the right word?
Why don't we do this? Invulnerable. Invulnerable.
He's invincible, guys.
Invincible. What do you call it? We will take a break and be right back with Within Brim Skin.
Hey, this is Adi Shankar, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin with Brimstone.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
Hey, this is Anne Mahoney from The Walking Dead and Bad Moms, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Ashley Tamar, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin with Brimstone.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Welcome back to Within Brim Skin. How's it going, people?
It's going okay.
Yeah, it's going okay.
It is.
All right, well, I'm gonna ruin your day a little bit.
Oh, no.
I'm
going
to talk about something a little heavy.
Oh.
But I think it needs to be talked about. It's actually blowing up on the internet. I don't know if you've seen it recently.
My ass?
Why is your ass blowing up on the internet?
Well, I might gotta go poop.
Well, don't do that on the show.
Sorry.
I can smell it.
Oh.
Jesus, oh. Can you give me some relief?
Oh my God.
You remember that one?
Yeah, I do remember
that's
that
one.
That's
an old one.
That is an old one. That's a throwback. All right. So,
all right, go ahead.
There's a streamer that she exposed her boyfriend for being an abuser recently. And it's
really?
Kind of a shock to the world. Well, because, all right, not boyfriend, husband. She's married
husband.
To this person.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, do you remember when everyone was like on the Britney Spears bandwagon and we were trying to get her out of the conservatorship that
yes.
she was in
yes.
and everything like that? This is a very similar situation. So this husband... all right, so we'll start off with the name of the girl. The girl's name is Amaranth. She's a Twitch streamer, and she's an OnlyFans, what is it, maker? Whatever you, content
okay.
creator. She's very popular. She gets, like, I don't know, like millions of dollars a month. Like, it's kind of insane how much she makes. But turns out almost all of that money was going to the husband.
Oh,
and the husband
okay.
was running the entire business. The husband has control over her social media. The husband has control over her OnlyFans. fans over her Twitch stream. He constantly monitors her to see if her stream is like up to the standards that he wants. He constantly pushes her to do stream. Like, she wanted to go to Disney World, as an example, as a vacation. And he was like, no, you need to stream for 24 hours first, and then you can go to Disney World. Which is, like, kind of insane. So she got a call from him. And normally when she gets a call from him, she would mute the stream and then, like, walk away and they would have their conversation.
Right.
This time, when he said that he was going to kill her dogs, she unmuted the stream so that way people could hear him yelling at her. And the things that he was saying to her just kind of... I mean, the first thing he said was that he was going to kill her dogs, which was kind of insane.
But, I mean, you know, was he joking around while saying
No. Like, not at all.
Like, he wasn't like, I'm going to kill your dogs.
No. She's, you know? Like, crying, like, really? Tears streaming down her face.
Oh, you're
and
watching
he is
it?
Oh, yeah. And like, he's just, like, verbally abusing her. Like, it is very clear
really?
That she has been in an abusive relationship for a while. It to me, I would not be surprised if he, like, hits her and things like that, because
what?
That's how poorly he was talking to her.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and like I said, he controls every... So he threatened to delete all of her social media, all of her, like, her OnlyFans content, all of that stuff. He said that he was going to empty her bank account into worthless crypto so that way she couldn't leave. He was going to drag her through court, make sure that she, like, couldn't get any of the money that she was owed. Like, just absolutely insane stuff that you would think, how does this happen to a person? It literally is very comparable wow. to the Britney Spears conservatorship thing. She has no control over her life. Wow. It's all the husband.
Well, Britney is off the conservatorship.
Yes,
now.
Britney is off. Well, the internet is trying to basically have that happen to this girl because, like, we're... That after we see how the husband treats her,
right.
we're just like, she needs to get away, and she also needs to take her financial security with her.
Well, that's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. I guess
it's a big story right now. Like,
really?
Everybody's talking about it. Like, I think maybe over the last 2 or 3 days, I've seen every YouTuber that I watch make a video on her.
Really?
Yeah. And it's getting millions and
millions
of views.
What's her name? Aqua Teen, you said?
Amaranth.
Amaranth?
Amaranth.
Amaqueef?
Yeah, that.
Queeferama?
Yeah, huh?
Mm-hmm. I don't know who it is. Amaranth. Amaranth.
Let me see if I could find her. Yeah, this girl.
Amaranth.
Yeah. She's
okay.
famous for doing hot tub streams. That her boyfriend came up with that idea.
Okay.
Her husband came up with that idea.
That's crazy.
Yeah, see? Reveals that she's married, accused her husband of abuse one day ago. She's being abused, forced to stream by husband. Twitch, domestic abuse, bombshell, I'm finally free. Yeah, this is a really big story that's happening right now.
Mm.
Yeah, and she's very pretty.
All right.
Yeah. There you go.
Very interesting.
Right?
Well, you know what?
I hope she gets away.
Yeah,
That's basically
it. That's awful. I mean, I don't understand how anybody can let themselves get into that position, but I guess, you know, like, they trust and they just let it happen. Or if they're in a narcissistic relationship.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are saying that he's a narcissist. It's also a lot of people are saying that, like, when you know a person before you're famous, you don't want to get rid of that person because you're afraid that other people are going to use you for your fame. You know, like
I can firsthand tell you, yes, I feel that way.
Yeah.
You know, but that has nothing to do with, you know, I mean, you can vet people. I mean, that's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can vet people and decide who you want to be with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
I guess she felt like she had this person around her so long that, like, she just didn't want to get rid of him. Also, like I said, like, when she did threaten to, like, leave him and stuff like that, he threatened to basically destroy her entire empire, you know?
Well, I mean, you know, she should have control of that empire.
Well, she doesn't. That's the problem. Again, it's like the Britney Spears situation. She did not have control over a lot of the financial decisions in her life. That is very much the case.
But are those in contract?
It's not in contract.
Well, then she has control.
No, she does. Well, because look, like, he has everything set up to his phone, his accounts, his passwords. So, like, realistically, if they break up and he just wants to go nuclear and delete everything, he can. You know what I mean?
He wouldn't do that because then he wouldn't be making money from it.
Oh, no. He is that kind of psycho when you hear him on the phone that he absolutely would do that.
So why doesn't somebody just go beat the snot out of him?
Well, I think a lot of people want to beat the snot out of him now. Mm. Everybody's talking about.
Look him up. What does he look like?
What does he look
like? Let's see what he looks like.
I don't know what he looks like.
Put her name in and say husband.
We barely even knew that she had, because she did not, what is it, the husband told her not to tell people that she had a husband.
Of course not, because, that, you know. That,
he said it would be bad for business.
That's the husband?
Yeah, this is the husband.
Ooh, he's like an Asian dude, too?
I guess. I don't know. Named Nick Lee is a monster controlling her. Apparently, he's also a streamer.
I'll kick his ass for her.
Nick Lee.
Why not? That'd be fun.
Yeah, I don't. No, that's not
him. That's not him.
That's not him. I don't know. Yeah, he's not famous. The husband is not famous. They have very few photos together. And he told her not to tell anybody that they were husband and wife.
Well, it's because I understand that, because he wants people to have the illusion that they have an opportunity with her.
Right. Yes. He did say that to her, but I mean.
But I mean,
if
again,
she wants to say it. You know, she's the famous one.
Right, she could do whatever the hell she wants.
Well, she couldn't without fear of, you know. I mean, he literally said, I'm going to kill your dogs, and that sounded, it's the threat of that sounded so real because of the way that he said it.
Like, what's his name again?
Nick Lee.
Hey, Nick, this is Brim. This is Brimstone. If you're not familiar with me, better get yourself acquainted. Listen, my friend, this is what I'm going to tell you right now. It's bad enough you're sitting, you're speaking to your wife that way. You should never, ever, ever, ever speak to a woman that way. But the fact of the matter is, you threatened to kill dogs. I'm going to come over there. I'm going to shove a fucking branch up your ass so goddamn big it's going to come out your fucking throat, and I'm going to fucking hang you up for everyone to see. Don't make me come there after you, bro. Leave the girl alone. Leave the dogs alone. Get the fuck out of Dodge. Otherwise, old Brim's going to come after you. You can consider that a threat, and we will go from there. How about that?
You know, that's very well said, and I honestly think that is good enough to wrap up this segment.
You think so?
I really just wanted to bring awareness to the situation, because I think that awareness needs to be brought to this situation. I hope that this girl gets help. I hope that she gets out of the relationship that she's in, and I hope that she is now single.
Where are they from?
Does
it say where they're from?
I think she's from the U.S., but...
Vegas?
I'm not sure.
L.A.? New York?
I think Hollywood is where she...
I gotta be in California soon.
She view where she is. Oh, yeah.
I'll help you out.
Yeah, let's see.
Listen, I'm happy to help you out. No strings attached. I'm happy to...
Houston, Texas.
Oh, well, there you go. You know what I mean? I love myself some Texas, but at the end of the day, people be crazy up in Texas.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
I will gladly come over there and help a sister out. You know what I mean? Don't threaten women. Don't threaten women. That's one thing. I do not take kindly to threats on women. I don't take kindly on threats to animals, and I certainly don't take kindly to people who are jackasses.
Yeah, I'll show you some of the gaslighting that he did to her during this commercial break. All right,
let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with some WBS.
Are you looking for something special? Perhaps a perfect Irish gift for Christmas.
Why not own a piece of the Emerald Isle?
Now available as an e-gift, you can instantly download the deed to your own plot of land.
For every plot of land sold, a tree is planted.
A step towards Emerald Heritage's goal of safeguarding Ireland's landscape for future generations.
Visit emeraldheritage.com to become a squire or a squiress now.
Again, that's emeraldheritage.com.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or... teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yabba!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim Skin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye olde shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Dobby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online. It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Heroes!
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
What is up, people?
So, what do you call it? I wanted to make sure that anybody who is not privy to the interwebs and my social media.
Well, if they're not privy to the interwebs, they're probably not listening to the podcast.
Well, you know, I'm talking about like social media. You know what I mean?
All right, fair enough.
Social. The socials.
The socials.
The socials. What do you call it? You know, if you guys have not been on the socials, please, please, please make sure to go check me out on Instagram. It's where I am the most active, at The Real Brimstone. And what do you call it? You will see some shots from the brand new shoot that I just did with, what do you call it, Shannon Collins and J.R. Medina.
Oh,
what do you
yeah,
call it?
I saw those pictures.
I am in love with these shots.
Yeah,
what do you
great.
Call it? And I only posted a couple of them so far. Super sexy shoot.
Spirit
love it.
Spirit hoods, right?
Spirit hoods.
You have the hoodie thing.
Vamp fangs. Die with boots on.
He looks evil, guys.
What do you call it? Oh my God. What do you call it? Thursday boots.
Thursday boots.
What do you call it? Oh my Lord. What else?
Thirsty boots.
Oh my God.
No,
at a love. What do you call it? So many different companies that have chimed in on that shoot. What do you call it? Which is just amazing.
They want their product in the shoot because they know that you're going to wear it. They know you're going to look good in it. You know, they want to represent their stuff.
Yeah. Foolish Mortal. Cola Supply, the fantastic company. Matter of fact, I'm wearing one of their shirts right now. It's a Darth Maul
I like
shirt.
The little logo.
Yeah,
right
check
there.
Out the back here. Wait, can you talk?
All right, the back looks like Brim's hair over a logo. It looks Brim's hair looks very, very luscious and fine. Ah, there we go. Now I see a skull with like words on top
Darth
of it.
Darth Maul.
Very, very. Who is it?
Darth Maul.
Darth Maul. Is that a character?
Yeah. Oh my God.
I don't know.
From Star Wars.
Yeah, I'm. Oh, you're talking to the wrong person about that.
It's my pal Ray. What do you call it?
No, it looks like a cool character, though.
It is a very cool character.
If it wasn't from Star Wars, I'd rep it. But because it's from Star Wars, someone will probably call me out.
Yeah. Well, they, what do you call it? They sent me a whole bunch of cool stuff, too. Foolish Mortal Supply. Love them so much. Really, really cool stuff. They do a lot of mashups, and they do, what do you call it, a lot of Disney-esque things.
Disney-esque things.
Disney-esque things. Like, they have a lot of stuff. Obviously, Foolish Mortal is from, what do you call it, The Haunted Mansion.
Right.
And what do you call it? They have one shirt that just came out, which is, what do you call it, the one of the ghosts from the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
The one with the, his head is in, like, the little light chamber, like, the little thing.
Oh! And I know exactly what you're talking about.
He's running after Scooby and Shaggy.
Oh, my God.
It's funny. You know, a lot of really cool things. Yeah, it's a fun one. They've got the Dole Whip that they have at the Disney parks.
No, I can't say that I do.
So the Dole Whip is like Dole pineapples in like this,
Yeah,
it's like a delicious, you know, like treat that they have at Disney.
It's a pineapple made out of a whip.
A pineapple pineapple, but it's like ice cream kind of a thing.
I think that would melt in your hands if you tried to use it.
Oh my God. Anyway, so a Dole, I get it now, jackass. What do you call it? The Dole Whip. What do you call it? So anyway, they have those, and I have one of those shirts. That's fun too. I love
edible
that.
Whips would be good for the bedroom.
Edible whips would be good for the bedroom. I that would be interesting.
I don't know. You're just saying the pineapple whip.
Pineapple whip. You're such a. What about a whip and a nay nay?
A whip and a nay nay. Watch me
nay-nay.
Whip. Watch me nay nay.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know if that one's good for the bedroom.
You don't think so?
I guess maybe the rhythm is.
Which
oh my
rip?
God!
Did
watch you hear
nay-nay.
About? There was this dude that created a playlist, a sex playlist on Reddit, and one of the songs was the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, and people were just mocking this dude's sex game.
Really?
Yeah, like literally like thousands of people just mocking this dude over his rhythm. Because like everyone listened to the song and they were like, this is the worst song in the world to have sex to. The rhythm is so awkward and janky. And you just see girls like rolling their eyes going like this to the rhythm with their hand, like implying like that's when he's like thrusting. And they're just like, what the hell? They're like, why would you do this?
So wait, so this is a guy about his playlist?
So this guy posted this playlist and he was like songs to have sex to. And one of the songs is this really, really wonky song. And like he basically implied that like you would thrust to like the beat of the song. But the beat of the song is so weird that everyone is looking at him like, no, the sex would be awful. We feel sorry for your girlfriend. Like, it's so bad. Rant a little bit while I find it.
Really? Okay. So, I mean, look, at the end of the day, maybe he's, really, he could be really good. And, you know, maybe he's working that weird ass tone. How can you say? You know what I'm saying?
Because the rhythm is so wonky. And if someone was having sex to me with this song. Oh, because the girlfriend told him to stop doing it. He admitted that.
Really?
Yeah, because she memorized the rhythm and she was like, can you please stop? This is so unenjoyable.
Wow. That's awful.
Oh, it's bad. Rant.
All right. Well, I'm ranting. I'm ranting and raving and raving and ranting. That's really weird. I mean, look, at least Whip and Nae-Nae is good rhythm. Watch me whip. Watch me nae-nae. You know what I mean?
I found it. So the song is called Seabat. All right. And we spoke to the viral Reddit guy who had sex to Seabat, and Reddit just destroyed this dude. Here's what the song sounds like.
All right, here we go.
All right, where is it? Where is it? Boom, boom, don't, 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 don't.
I could do that.
Yeah, but girls were just making fun of him doing this. But everyone was like, that sounds so awkward. Yeah, no.
Nice and steady pace. And like, it's like.
I gotta say, Prim, I don't agree with you.
Listen, I'm not saying it's good.
No,
it's not like
good.
A real good rhythmic thing, but I mean, you can make happen to it.
The internet disagrees.
Well,
with
the
you.
Internet probably isn't getting any. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, I'm not saying I'm a master in the sack, but if you know what you're doing, you can work to anything.
I mean, I guess, but yeah, no, the internet disagrees with you. It is a bad song to have sex to. It's especially a bad rhythm to have sex to.
All right. I don't know. I'm not, like, thinking about it, like, that hard, but, I mean, I...
Well, the internet did. The internet takes everything seriously.
Listen, I got rhythm. I got rhythm, okay? And I know what I can do in the bedroom. It doesn't matter my size or what. I still got rhythm and I still got all that in me. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, like... It's all a matter of how you do it. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, if you go in and then you stay in there for a minute while it's
That song comes on.
And then you tip it in.
I am laughing at my boyfriend. That is absolutely insane.
I mean, I'm not sitting there saying that's my first choice.
No, that song stays off during sex.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even need... Music. Oh, sorry. I don't even need music.
Music is, you know, music's fun.
Music's not bad. I'm just saying, you know. Anyway. by the way, I sent you over the description for this episode.
For the new show?
No, for this episode. Yeah.
Nice.
We got that. And then I guess we got to come up with the... I don't even know what we're talking about for the new show.
Oh, I do. I have it written down.
I know. So how am I going to possibly write
You're
it
not
for
gonna
you?
Know anything until I talk about
there
it.
There we go. Like, of all.
Speaking of the new show, it's almost about time to start that.
Yes, it is. What do you call it? Guys, we appreciate you. We love you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Within Brimskin. Make sure you hit me up on social media. I know Alex can't stand social, so he's not there. He's there, but he's just not on it.
Nah, I'm never on it.
So, you know,
honestly, hit me up on Facebook if you really want.
There you go. Anything you want to talk about, chat about, feel free to hit us up. Also, what do you call it? Thursday nights, every Thursday night, brand new edition of the Grindhouse Radio. This week we've got my good friend Steve Coulter from She-Hulk Attorney at Law. And then Tuesdays we've got obviously Within Brimskin. Now the new show, Foxy Fox and Big Daddy Lion, and of course Dirty Little Secrets Club. Holla.